We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Schenck. Good morning, Coach Schenck.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a hard-fought conference game for your team. Saturday night, you come up a little short to Monmouth, 42-23, as you've gone back and looked at a little tape. Give me your impressions on the game.
Well, first off, congratulations to Monmouth. I thought they really handled the weather and handled a lot of things extremely well. We got off to a fast start. You know, we're up 10-0, and I felt like we were moving in the right direction. And then credit them. They kept fighting back. They got a lead at halftime. I really liked our team's resiliency, how they continued to battle. You know, it's 21-17, and we throw an interception at the one-yard line on a trick play. We fumble the ball on our 40 on a punt later. And so we had our opportunities to take control of the game. But again, credit Monmouth for what they were able to do, and they continued to fight. And then at the end, scored a couple of touchdowns late. But, I mean, really the game was a 28-23 game for majority of the fourth quarter. So I felt like we were in it, felt like we had opportunities. We've got to be able to clean up what we do to get to the place that we want to be as a team.
Everybody on the East Coast obviously was dealing with the severe weather on Saturday. Your team is up 10-0 at the time when you go in the locker room, then you take a break for about an hour. I know when I talked to Coach Callahan earlier, he said he kind of gave them a chance to regroup. How difficult was that? Did you feel like maybe if that doesn't happen, you guys really had some momentum at that point?
Well, yeah, a lot of people have asked me that. I'd love to blame the Lightning for our for our inability to hold a lead. So, but no, we were rolling. That was fun. That was great. I felt like, you know, we had life, we had excitement. And again, we came back out, and there was a time where we were going back and forth, both offensively and defensively. You know, they made a heck of a call. They made a 4th-and-3 call, I think, at our, 39 yard line or something like that. And we had a guy in the backfield that was going to tackle him for a loss. He ran through that, and we had a linebacker miss a gap, and they score a 66 yard touchdown, or, you know, it could completely change. It could completely flip. So I didn't feel like the Lightning necessarily killed us. I would have loved to have kept going. No doubt about that, because I loved how we were playing and loved how we were going.
Question this morning from Jake Schindel. Good morning or good afternoon, Jake.
Good afternoon, Coach. Morgan State is, better team than they have been in past years. What does your kind of preparation look like heading into that game this weekend?
Well, our preparation, Jake's got to be great. It really does. This is the best Morgan State team, I think, that people have seen in a long time. And, you know, Coach had tremendous success at Bowie State and has really brought that to Morgan State. You know, they are a fumble away at the 6-yard line with 58 seconds to go from beating Akron. I mean, they're trying to run the clock out on third down, and they force Akron forces a fumble, scoops and scores to go up to get the lead. So, I mean, Morgan State is playing as good a football as I think they've played, in their recent past. And we're going to have to be as dialed in as we've ever been. This is, it's a great local game. It's a great city game. It has everything that you want in it. And Morgan State's raised the stakes tremendously by how they're playing right now.
Okay. And then any injury update on Mason Woods yet, or still waiting to hear back?
Still waiting to hear. We've got an X-ray and an MRI that we're waiting to see exactly what took place. So hopefully have those results back soon. Right now, he's kind of the way he ended the game, still kind of splinted up there a little bit. And we're just waiting to see when we get those images read exactly what we're dealing with.
Thanks, Coach.
Pete, your next question from Ed Lee. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi, Rob and Pete. Pete, it's only 2 games in, but do you get a sense that there's an urgency among the players about getting a positive result?
Well, I think so. And Ed, the way the game ended, and like I said earlier, we were close. We were right there. We had opportunities to win that game. Monmouth took those opportunities away from us. We didn't help ourselves with a couple turnovers late, obviously. But I think our team is prepared every day with the thought process of, you know, we've got to be at the top of our game to get done what we want to get done this year. And so going into game three, obviously would like our record to be different. Really can't change that. Really can't do anything about it. So this week, it's, you know, our guys have really got to, you know, show how important it is to them and how much they desire it for us to, I think, get done what we want to get done. So I think there's always urgency. There might be a little more this week just because of where our record's at.
You know, sometimes they say a winning streak can create momentum. Losing streaks can create a lingering effect. How do you prevent, as a coach, how do you prevent that from lingering too much?
Yeah, I think with both of them, and I mean, both of them, you got to handle them really. And it's, you know, it's coach speak, but at the same time, there's a lot of wisdom in it. You really do have to go game by game because every week in and of itself is its own entity. And, you know, the beautiful thing about football is every play is its own experience also. Just because I had a good play this play doesn't mean I'm going to have a good play the next play if I don't take the proper preparation in between the plays, get the right call, be where I need to be to get it done. And the same thing holds true for a game. Just because you played poorly one week doesn't mean you're going to play poorly the next week. Just because you played well one week doesn't mean you're going to play well the next week. You got to restart. And, you know, we take Sundays off as a program, give our guys time to reflect, give our guys time to watch the film on their own, let them have the opportunity to kind of self-study. The coaches share notes with them. And then we come in today, we lifted this morning. We'll meet here a little bit this afternoon. And then, you know, it's time to start afresh. It's time to learn from our mistakes, grow from our mistakes, and then move on and get to the place that we want to get to.
You mentioned how this is a different Morgan State team than perhaps in years past. Does that add anything to the urgency about winning Saturday?
Well, I think no matter where you are, when you lose two games in a row, and I don't care what time of year it happens, when you lose two games in a row, you know, you're going to prepare, you know, with a little more life in your step. You're going to prepare with a little more alertness to things. The fact that Morgan State could very easily be 2-0 and beat an FBS program on the road at their place, I think raises the awareness of everybody in the program as to what type of battle, you know, the Battle of Baltimore, but what type of battle that we'll be in come Saturday night. They got to be one of the more excited FCS programs around. They had a great first game, beating a CAA opponent in Richmond, and really doing things defensively against Richmond's offense that were, you know, kind of scary at times. So we know what we're in for, and you know, we know that we have to prepare at a high level if we're going to go out and play the way that we expect to, and the way that we think our team's capable of playing.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete, I know you touched on the two turnovers that Nathan had late, the interception at the one and the fumble, but 16 to 27 for 200 yards. What growth did you see from him from start one to start two?
Yeah, he definitely got the ball out a little better. He had some pressure that Monmouth created and our O-line needed to pick up and didn't. And so he was running there a little bit. So some of those incompletions are throwaways. But I really like what he was able to do back there. And I think, you know, as we've seen him grow, I think he's only going to get better as he grasps everything that needs to take place. Got to grow up big time this week, I think, you know, offensively to be able to handle, you know, Morgan's defense because they're playing at a very high level right now.
And then defensively, I know the yardage total probably was a little more than you would have liked to give it up, but your defense got five sacks, was able to get some pressure on the quarterback. What did you like about that side?
Yeah, I loved our pressure. Really probably should have had about eight sacks in the process. Great job by their guy getting out of it and getting rid of the ball. But we got hits on the quarterback. We were able to do things. You know, I think we gave up the one long run on the fourth down. That was a big chunk of their rushing yards. I think 66 of it came on that one. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think we're close defensively in creating problems. You know, we're going to bring people from everywhere, and I think we have. We got to continue that. We got to be a little more dialed in and not give up a couple of those explosive plays that we did.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday against Morgan State, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.